What it is, the motherfucking pod. This is your girl, Empress Black, coming all the way from St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. And you already know how we do it. Whoa, let's go.
What up, crew members? The motherfucking pod is sponsored by Podbean. So make sure you download and subscribe at themotherfuckingpod.podbean.com. And make sure you check out all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, We Kinfolk, and YouTube at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/ the motherfucking pod.
So the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another one. Man, we've been having hit after hit after hit. From most recently, we've had CJ the Bodyguard in the building. Shout out to him.
Shout out.
Shout out to Young Guap. Shout out to Young Guap. We just dropped that one on today, man. That one was rolling headquarters.
Right.
But
right.
We got another one in the building. We have another one in the building. before we let the dog out the cage, before we let the lioness out the cage, before we let
straight off the island.
Ooh, we got us one here. But before we get there, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special feature episode of the motherfucking podcast. I'm your host, the Thick Eye Bandit. Can't see shit with this thing on. About to kick it to my dog representing the 504 off the West Bank, the Rise Cloud Bomber Cloud Jamaican. You know, Beanie Man, aka Mr. Headquarters with a T.I. is big dog. What's happening with it?
Bomber Cloud, you heard me?
Man, we got another special feature interview, bruh. Man, we've been cranking them out. They still trying to censor us, but guess what? We still got a show. They don't want this motherfucking thing to go, and it's all because of the crew members who continue to download, like, and subscribe our show. But, dog, we got a major player in the building tonight.
We got an artiste in this motherfucker tonight.
Not any old regular. This don't go down like that.
You know what I'm saying? We got an island baddie up in here. You heard me? You know what I'm saying?
And that girl, this girl right here is bad. And guess what? She don't want no TC boy. You heard?
Man, look, crew members, give it up for St. Croix's own, the Empress Black.
Empress Black in the building. Oh,
what is going on the motherfucking podcast? Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for having me here tonight, man. Big up all the crew members. You know, I love you guys so much. All the love you've been showing me, and I'm just happy to be here tonight. Okay, let me get this thing popping. St. Croix in the building. I already know. Let's go.
Hey, listen. St. Croix in the building, and we want to give a special shout out to everybody down in the island zone tonight.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure when we go down there that we get all love. And on top of that, major shout out to Mr. Headquarters for being able to set everything up on tonight. Man, shout out to you, big dog, man. The grind don't stop. And we got another star in the building, man. We was able to secure another one. Man, Empress got a hustling late.
For those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? There's a new single out there by Empress Black called Trials. Make sure y'all tap in with that. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be in the link in the description below in this episode. So make sure y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you download this motherfucker as well on Podbean. That's going to be the mfnpod.podbean.com. And make sure you check out all our social medias located on Linktree. That's Linktree, linktr.ee/ the motherfucking pod. So make sure y'all tap in with us and all that. And make sure y'all rate R-A-T-E this motherfucking podcast. Rate this podcast.com/ the motherfucking pod.
And listen, we got to make sure we clean that up because we have some people out there who keep waxing their ear and they don't listen well. So we got to make sure that we enunciate.
Well, you know, rape. Man, look, well, that's hard for us, man. Look, because we're a little melanated, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for us to enunciate our words sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Just, and where we come from.
You know what I'm saying? It just comes out smoother that way, especially in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? We shorten everything, you know what I'm saying? We put an extra twist to it. We put our own flavor to everything else. And anybody knows about putting their own flavor on something is Empress Black. So...
For sure.
Empress Black. Talk to the crew members. How are you doing today?
Oh man, I'm doing amazing. Now that I'm right here on this podcast with you guys, man. Like, I'm just happy to be here right now. I'm excited. You know, you guys making me feel so like, I don't know, like a superstar. I'm just happy to be tapped in, you know, like, and you guys are so down to earth. That's what I appreciate about this podcast. Like the real vibes, man. The real vibes, you know, the energy, the laugh. That's what life should really be about, man. I just hear.
That's like, what it's all about.
St. Croix in the building, the Virgin Islands in the building. We hear.
Yeah.
And they always welcome up here. Y'all always welcome. The red carpet will be rolled out anytime you and your peeps want to come into New Orleans. You holler at us. We got you. Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing. Everything will be, we got you.
And it's the same way every time when you guys come down here too, you know, it's a lot of love all the time, you know?
Yeah. So that's what's up, man. Yeah. Let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it early on. You know, I brought up the song Trials. Mm-hmm. Let people know, let people in, you know what I'm saying? How was creating this song Trials? It was very personal to you. I remember you reached out to everybody. You reached out to your fans in regards to creating this one. So why don't you tell everybody how you your process for this one?
Oh, I'm sorry. My son is sleeping and he's talking in his sleep right now. I thought he was up. I'm so sorry. What a goofy. So but that happens perfectly because that's exactly, you know, how the intro to Trials started. It started with me having a conversation with my son, you know. I started the song talking about single mother struggles, you know. There's a lot of single moms out here, and long story short, sometimes we're very, like, frustrated, you know, because, like, we have so many areas in our life to contribute to, such as, like, you know, if you have a 9-to-5 job, taking care of your child, you know, paying the bills. I'm an artist, so I have to put in a lot of time on social media, mm-hmm. you know, and it could be very overwhelming, you know, not knowing like how to like to balance sometimes, you know. Trials has actually been written for about a couple years now. Trials has been written since I think 2018, but I didn't finish the song, nor did I record it or anything. I just had it there. So basically, like, after the pandemic, you know, a lot of people have been going through a lot of different things and whatnot. And May of 2020 last year, I had released my last single and I hadn't, like, put out any new music. So I figured, like, my comeback should have been, like, you know, something to touch everybody.
Right.
You know, something that everybody could relate to. Because right now I felt like the people around the world needed strength. You know, we need strength because... right now is a difficult time for a lot, you know?
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are definitely giving up because since the pandemic, I've seen more homeless people on the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, Trials is a song that everybody could really relate to, you know? So I don't want to just be going on and on, but I wanted to like
open up, floor is yours.
Yeah.
And that's
okay. So there was one day that I, a lot of stuff in my life, it wasn't moving in the direction I wanted to. So I was, like, very overwhelmed. And then I have a 4-year-old son. So, you know, sometimes, like, being just the mom alone, taking care of the child, sometimes the boys, they test you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you might need, like, a man figure around to have that deep voice, you know, to whip them in shape. But when they see that they don't have that around, they definitely try to test us because they know that we're naturally genuine and soft and you know that type of way moms are, like, nurturing, you know, so they definitely try our buttons at times. So one day I was just like really aggravated. He was acting up and I was yelling. So so real shit. Like, I went outside, I smoked a joint, I calmed down.
Yes. Hell yes.
Hey man, it be like that. It be like that sometimes.
I like to hear that.
It be like that, man.
Jagai.
Hey man, look.
Yo, I know the bandit was going out for that shit.
Keep it real. I mean, it be like that sometimes. Shit. You just gotta just release. You just gotta release.
Yeah.
So
probably was gonna have to happen after this show is on.
Listen. So now, like, now when I calm down now, so when I get high, I get very nice and I get very calm and sweet and smiley. So I go to the back of the house because I'm emotional now. And my son out there playing, you know, so I call him over and I kneel down to him. And, you know, I broke down crying, like, for real. And I said, you know, I'm really sorry for, like, yelling at you and being angry all the time and whatnot. And this little boy, like, look at me, hold my face. And he was like, mommy, don't cry. You're a good girl. And when he said that shit, like, I just broke down crying even more. Like, because I couldn't believe, like, I know he's learning to talk, but I didn't know he could say that.
Right.
You know?
You're learning so fast.
And it's like, yeah, and it's like what he said. He says, I'm a good girl, because at his age, that's his way of translating, like, you're a good mom, you know, like, you're a good woman, like, you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, even though you might think, like, you know, like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I didn't have the plan to, like, put that part of what happened in the song, but when that did happen that day, I think I was going to go to the studio later that day to actually record Trials. And then that's when I had the idea that I should actually put that as the intro of the song, because it was so
touch.
Real.
I like it. It was a good
touch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a good touch.
That really, yeah, the intro of that song really came up at the last minute, but the song was already written before, you know? So, Trials, it starts out like that. And then the first verse talks about the struggles I am going through with, like, fake friends and stuff, because since, like, I started doing my music and I've been kind of successful with it, like, people think that I'm some superstar now. So, like, the friends that I have, I don't have them anymore. It talks about relationships. It talks about my job, like, the job, the 9-to-5 job I have, the challenges I face on it. The chorus talks about me not having my dad in my life to tell me that I'm beautiful, so I had to find it out on my own the hard way. Talks about me losing my mom at 13 years old.
Right.
She died of domestic violence, you know?
Yeah.
She was shot to death, and that's the whole reason of why I am Empress Black today.
Yeah.
Her favorite color is black, you know? So, It's a lot of deep stuff, man.
I remember that's how we first started speaking with each other. You was in Clubhouse, yeah. And you were talking about your story. You were talking about you know, how you kind of got your inspiration for everything that you do now, you know, was your mother. Was,
yeah.
You know, and that was a touching I remember, cuz you was in a room full of people and a lot of people were just, you know, congratulating on your story. And just being able to talk about that, because, like, being able to talk about that in a public setting is not always easy. So,
yeah, I guess, man. I mean, I would say at the time when I was young, at 13, when it did happen, that was really a hard time to talk about it. But now,
yeah,
I could talk about it. You know, sometimes I get teary-eyed while I do, or sometimes I talk about it with strength, you know, so it's just, it depends on how strong the energy in the moment is, you know? Like, right now,
that's
my
testimony.
Eyes wet.
that's your testimony. That's your way of being able to tell others who've gone through, you know, situations, you know, how you were able to make it through. It's not a burden. It's not a burden that just drops and goes away.
No.
But, you know, you evolve as the day goes. You believe it or not, you become stronger. You be able to lift that burden on you, and you find a way to not only relate it and create that strength in you. But now you have an opportunity to connect to your audience and to your fans and even to the people in the street when you talk to them.
Yes.
Because now mm-hmm. you have a reason to talk, and now you have a tool within your music. That's a blessing. The gifts of God are irrevocable. That is given to you. And that's your assignment, is to give people the strength through you. And your trials and tribulations have been specifically crafted because you are the person that's specifically designed to carry that weight and that burden and to give the people positive energy through the plight and the troubles that you've gone through. So, I mean,
you're going to make me cry on this podcast? What are you doing?
No,
I'm just just being real. I mean, because that is the calling. That is your calling. That is who you are. You can't escape that. That's that thing that's in you to give you that strength through that, man. Because guess what? Like, I lost my father, but I didn't lose my parents in that manner. You know, for you to have to go through that at a young age and then have to grow and become independent in a world that's cold, heartless. Think about that, you know? So all of those dark nights that you had and those troubling times that you had, man, count it all joy, because God has given you something to go out into the world and to go ahead and heal those people who've been through similar situations. You have an answer.
Yeah. Get to share your story with others and heal everybody else. That's your purpose.
Yeah.
And the music. Your music, especially in the song Trials. I mean, because I remember, because when you were reaching out and you were saying, you know, what was some of the trials that y'all went through, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, I was like, that's a good question.
Yes.
What trials are you going through in your life? Because everybody's going through something.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So how do you get through your trials? How do you get through them? How do you push through it? What's your breaking point? How can you, you know, channel that bad energy and turn it into positive energy? So that trial song was perfect. I salute you on that. That was a great job on that song. I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Now moving into the conversation about your mom, the freestyle that you had, the blackout freestyle.
Yeah.
Right? Was that a tribute to your mom's?
The blackout freestyle, like there's something about me, man. Like It's something about me. Sometimes in my music, like, I do things, I may dress a way, I may sing a song a certain way, but sometimes I feel like it's not really me. Like, it's my mom. Like, you know, like, growing up around her, you know, she really used to love music a lot. She's the one that made me to love music, because when I was a little girl, we drive around in the car playing the music loud, laughing, dancing, singing.
Yeah.
That's why, like, sometimes, like, when I'm making my selfies to music and I'm cracking up by myself and stuff like that, I feel like I'm, like, just, like, sometimes I feel crazy. Like I'm probably, like, just, like, reliving those moments that I had with her when I was young, you know, because I don't know, man. I don't know. Sorry, you're going off topic, but yeah.
No,
that's all right.
Blackout, what happened with Blackout? Well, I guess Blackout was my intro into, because I've been doing music, like, since I was a little girl, since, like, 8 years old, but I've never, like, presented myself to my community as, like a full artist, you know? Like, right. I never, like, came out and said, I'm an artist, like, as an adult. You know, I never did that. So when I came out in 2019, Blackout was that intro song. Like, it means two things. It means Blackout is, like, for my mom, you know, that's her favorite color. Like, Blackout means, like, I'm out now. I'm here on the scene now. Like, I'm out here. Like, Empress Black is on the scene now. You know? Like, did I explain it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good explanation.
It has two meanings to it, you know? Yeah. It is like introducing who I am, what I'm representing, which is, you know, that I'm not letting my mom's name, you know, I'm keeping her name alive, basically. You know what I'm saying? Through my music, since she wanted me to always, you know, dance, be a superstar, you know, she wanted me to do all of this, you know, so I love it too. So I'm going to do it for her, you know?
Let me ask you this. Riding around in the car back then, back in the day, who were some of your musical influences growing up? Who were some of the people you would vibe out to?
Back then, we used to listen to a lot of our cultural music. We have a genre called calypso. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it by now. I know it's been hitting the streets of like Florida, Atlanta, whenever they have carnivals and stuff up there, you know? Right?
So we used
to listen to a lot of those bands. And I'll call some of the band names because I never know who is from St. Croix is tuning right now on a motherfucking pod.
Hey.
Motherfucking pod.
Now look, real talk, like this, this might be just me and I can be wrong. Like I'm a huge reggae fan, right? So is Headquarters. We both huge reggae fans. And listening to your music, I can be wrong. I'm old school. But
yes,
to me, it seems like you have a little bit of Sister Nancy.
Kinda, I don't even know who that
I'm
is.
I'm telling you, if you listen to Sister Nancy, you ever heard the song Bom Bom?
Bom Bom.
Sister Nancy.
I had to send it to you.
I will send it to you. If you listen to Sister Nancy, no lie. If you listen to
that, probably has to have been somebody before my time, you know. Don't forget.
I'm exposing my age right now. You know what I'm saying? But if you listen to Sister Nancy, she's a reggae artist and she's had some top hits in her day. If you listen to her music, no lie, some of your
I can see why you say that.
Some of your isms kind of very similar to what she did. Like it's crazy. And she's
I'm gonna research her to see who you're talking about. But for reggae, I used to listen to like Alane. You know Alane? Mm-hmm. I like Alane a lot. Alane.
Okay.
And for reggae.
I think on your song
Meanda. I know it's probably difficult for you to say, huh?
Meanda.
Meanda. Nah, you gotta say it right. You gotta say it correct.
My bad.
Okay, mean, you know, like the word like, oh, you be mean to me?
Yeah.
Mean. So mean in my language is just another way of saying I'm not. Like I'm not on that. That's what I did.
Gotcha.
You got it? So it's pronounced mean as if like you're being mean to somebody, but it doesn't mean like
being mean.
Being mean. Right, it's just pronounced that.
Meanda. I got you.
Mean on that. Yeah.
Feeling like Bobby Shmurda. Hot nigga. Oh, no, hot mama.
Bandit, you listen. I want to know what I mean.
Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy. Look. Look, we here with Empress Black, you know what I'm saying? We here with Empress Black here on the motherfucking pod. You know what I'm saying? Now see, you brought up Carnival earlier, you know what I'm saying? And now I love Carnival. You know what I'm saying? I love everything about it. I love Carnival, you know what I'm saying? I love the music. I love the outfits. Everybody knows why everybody loves the outfits.
The costumes. Alabama everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody loves how the just the freeness of Carnival. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's a celebration.
It's expressive.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Celebration indeed.
It's a celebration. It's an outdoor celebration. Everybody just enjoying themselves. That's what it is, right? So with Carnival, why don't you tell us a story? Tell us about your little experience that you had for Carnival. We was talking about that in pre-production. So why don't you tell everybody about your experience of New Orleans Carnival for the first time?
Yes. So I was telling the pad that back when I was like about 14, 15, I went on a church trip to New Orleans for a church convention, and we happened to stay right outside of Bourbon Street. So when they freed us, like let us go have our little walk around time or whatnot, we went on Bourbon Street and we start seeing all these naked pictures on the wall. We see strippers outside dancing.
Now, how old were you at this time?
I was like 15, 14. We were freaking out because, like, where we from, that we know that's not allowed. So we didn't know that that one specific street was like a street, like anything goes, man. Listen, we wanted to go back there in the night so bad. Like, we was legit planning to sneak out the hotel, but we couldn't, man.
Y'all trying to get lit out there, huh?
What? We just wanted to see what the strippers was going to be doing outside. And, like, that shit was crazy. We had no idea that type of stuff was allowed. Like, it was lit.
It was eye-opening. She was like, man, what is going on? This is Bourbon Street. Okay, so, this is what's going down.
So let me ask you this. So you one trip to New Orleans. How similar or how different is it from New Orleans down to St. Croix as far as everything from the food, the culture? How different is it, or how similar is it being down here and being over there where you are?
I say, like, New Orleans, it kind of has similar, like, when it comes to the food, like, the way they eat, the stuff they eat and whatnot, it's kind of, like, islandish, just the same way, like, their accent. Sometimes their accent is so, like, country, it's some of the words could kind of sound like the way how we speak in the Caribbean, too, you know? And, you know, the Mardi Gras, the partying, it's just the same way how we party for our festival and our carnival. So it's like, it has a similarity, but I really was like too young to really like remember the place like that, you know.
Okay.
To really give a good comparison, you know. Yeah.
I understand.
Just missing carnival down here in the islands, though. Really missing that. Because that's like something that that's cultural, and we do that like every year of our life. We do the same thing every year. So like to not have it now, it's like crazy, like mind blowing, you know?
So take us through a day with Carnival. Take us through a day, like what happened? Wake up in the morning, what's the whole play? Tell us.
All right, okay, so this is how it'll go, right? So Christmas time in the VI, in the Virgin Islands. So like the night before, we call it a juve. It's called a juvert. That's like when you get up early in the morning. So like back then in the day, we used to actually have like our juvert start at like four in the morning. But now they started later in the day for precautions and, you know, people being safe or whatnot. So like on a typical carnival, like this is how we go. Like the night before the juvert, you go party because it is usually New Year's night. So, you know, New Year's, everybody likes to go out and turn up. So that night, you know that you ain't going to get no sleep. No sleep, because you're going to go out. You're going to go somewhere in the town, go to some New Year's party. Sometimes people have their own personal parties, or there's an event, or there's also the festival, Carnival Village. That's like the place where everybody go, where they have entertainment on the stage and they have rides for the children and stuff like that. Yeah, you could go there or you could go out to wherever you're going to go. But usually that night, no matter where you go, everybody is usually going to stay up until the juvert. So the juvert ain't going to start like by 4 o'clock. Like people's going to start being on streets, you know, like warming up, pre-gaming, music playing and stuff like that. But they just walking up and down the streets, getting ripped, getting lit, getting ready.
So, all right. So where you going? Where's Empress Black chilling at out there in St. Croix? Where's the go-to spots that you would recommend people to go?
If everything was open right now, I'd say go to Cloud 9. That's in Christiansted. That's a lounge and sports bar. We have the Starlight Lounge where everybody likes to go out and party. You probably might have made it there. I see you shaking your head when you was here. You didn't go anywhere when you was here?
Downtown Frederiksted. I think it was around where the Cruisin factory is.
Is that the rum factory?
Yeah, the rum factory. Well, I want to say when I went there, the Cruisin factory wasn't open at the time. I think it was the down time of the year or whatever. But definitely was downtown area. I had fun down there. We didn't really get a chance to go to too many places. We hung out more on the beach. You know, closer to the what was that, the pier side, I guess, that you would call it?
Yeah, the pier. Okay.
Yeah. So that was nice. You get the chance to see the sunset every day. So it was nice.
Okay.
Ride your bike on the beach side. So I had no problem.
Yeah.
I just wanted to chill. Me, I just wanted to chill. I was mellow out and just hang out.
Yeah, like on Sundays, a lot of people go out to Rainbow Beach, that's on the west side, or Cane Bay, that's back up Maid Island.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Lagoon Beach, that's up east. Just different spots that people go pull up on Sundays, you know, drink, smoke, hang out, take the kids to the beach, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you.
I don't really do too much, you know, and I don't really go out as much, but I was going out a lot when I started performing in 2019, so I was using that as my party time, you know. But yeah, the place kind of shut down now, man, so just a couple bars around the opening up until like 12 o'clock and then everything closed again, so hopefully we come off of those restrictions really soon.
Now, this might be a little crazy right here. Got a quick question. So you said that you got some spots out there where you could smoke. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this, because the motherfucking podcast is big time advocates and we support it. It was actually,
yes, sir,
in our state, we trying to get it legalized as we speak. It's
yes, sir.
It's in the house trying to get it legal.
You dig? Lord
have mercy.
So how are you partaking? Are you papers? Are you blunts? Are you bongs?
Oh yeah.
Are you pipes? How are you edibles? How do you partake?
That's a great question.
Yes, I do edibles sometimes, but occasionally, because I don't always know the plugs for that. But when it do come around, I'll do it. But that shit be crazy, because that shit will have you like knock. Like, to me, it put me to sleep. Edibles always put me to sleep.
Put you to sleep?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's so strong. It just like, by the time I wake up, I was like, wait, what the hell happened? Like, when did I knock out? What happened? Where am I? But normally I use hemp paper.
Okay.
Yeah, bamboo hemp. Yeah, okay. In the States they do a lot of blunts, but I don't know how to roll in the Dutchies or the blunt
wrap. What?
So I don't know how.
That's definitely gotta be something we have to teach her. Trust me.
I got it.
Blunt wraps is definitely a thing down here. So trust me, we would definitely be able to show you how to roll. That ain't no problem at all.
But those blunt wraps, to me, it gets you more high, yo. That shit get you more high. I remember smoking in the winter, yo, and I was like legit like hallucinating, walking in that cold, high as fuck.
Now, I'm telling you, listen, funny story. And I don't know where this is going to go at with the show headquarters. Forgive me now. So we just finished our season finale on Saturday. And we had a awesome time. The recording went well. So after we were done, headquarters bought probably the biggest bottle of champagne that we've had since a bet earlier last year, but we ain't gonna talk about it.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna talk about it. No, not a stuff. But we sipping champagne, and right. I just so happened to have come through with some pretty vegetables, some pretty good shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We must have rolled up some shit about this long.
What?
Nah, on the real. He had one, I had one, and
everybody had their own.
Man, oh my goodness. When I tell you.
Lit.
Oh
lit.
My goodness. So
I
when you
finish.
So when you get to so when you come to town or when we go down there, it's gonna be a lituation. I promise you, I will not walk any less than 20,000 feet in the air. The whole
you'll see the stars, the moons, all the twilights of all the universes and all the nuances of everything that you want to experience. You know what I'm saying? It will be that type of experience. It will be that strong, but it will not get you too messed up where you can't remember.
Correct.
So that's the great thing.
Correct.
That's even close. Nine, close, 10. Eh? Close, 10.
Man, look, it was wonderful. And I promise you, just the whole vibe. I mean, once the world understand I'm not even gonna go into the scientific benefits of it, but
right.
But realistically, man, when you partake and you tap into that zone, whether you're trying to relax or creative, or if you want to go out and have a good time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know why people frown upon it. You know, I really don't understand why. I don't see.
Because if you look at it, it's like any other thing else that I use the word they. It's like any other thing else. They've tried to turn us against. It's like they really flipped everything around. Like
they've lied to us.
They try to be bad in our eyes, and then they promote the bad shit as good shit to us. Like all these medications, they have us on. That's the real drug.
Absolutely.
That's the real drug.
Yeah, come on.
Where I'm coming from. Not marijuana that's natural. Maybe the way how we smoke it, like using the papers or mixing it with tobacco, that may make it unhealthy, but not the plant marijuana itself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like any other thing, man. They just flip the script on us and, you know, have us confused. Well, some of us,
What they do down here is they have a shitload of fucking pharmaceutical companies and stuff like that, so they pump that down all day long. That's on TV all day long. But the one thing you
know what I'm saying, and not to cut you off, Mr. Headquarters, but you ever really check it out? Like, you ever really realize, like, on the commercials, right, guys? Like when they're promoting their medications, they put the smoothest music in the background. They're telling you about all these stuff, what do you call it?
You talk about the disclaimer, this drug may cause death, paralysis, cirrhosis of the liver, drooping eyes, runny nose, fever, intense pain.
That shit crazy, right?
Caution, passing out, but you'll be super fine.
If you experience external bleeding for 72 hours, please notify your primary care physician.
Wait, hold up. Bro, these side effects sound worse than the shit that I already have.
Like, cause side effects, death, severe cramps.
I'm just trying to get rid of a headache. Fuck.
I'm completely manipulated. They can make movies. They know how to put sound effects to let us know when a bad part is coming on. They should do the same shit when they're telling you about all those messed up side effects that drug is going to give you. Put the damn
For real. They trying to make the killer look like you're going to be doing dances in sunflower fields or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's some real shit.
Like you having a picnic smiling and you about to die because you hooked on this bullshit that's killing you. You know what I'm saying? But when you pass the herb, when the Cali buds come around, you know what I'm saying? Shit is wonderful, man. Look, when you smoke, man, you at peace. You know, you trying to experience each other. You trying to, whether it be listening to the music, you get into the music. If you watch something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you vibe, man. You just get into whatever that is. Man, the best times are smoking, listening to listening to music, man. You hearing instruments that you haven't heard before. You hearing creative notes that you haven't hit before. I mean, it's just a wonderful experience. If you haven't tried it, ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, y'all try it. And if y'all have tried, continue.
Hey, that's a good question, though. I just thought about. What are you listening to? What you vibing out to? You know what I'm saying?
Good question.
Crazy how I do a whole different, like, I do different genres of music, right? But I listen to dancehall, like, which is so crazy.
So she a dancer.
Like, that is my shit.
She cut it. She, Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what dance hall music is, you know what I'm saying? That means that she be cutting up, you know what I'm saying? She be tearing it up on the
you
floor.
You might even get dance. Slammed on the floor listening to the dance hall. But man, it's like
but nah.
Yeah, you better have a towel because y'all gonna be working. You ain't just out there just chilling. You can't be cool listening to dance hall standing on the wall. God damn it, you move.
I love dancehall, man, but I just I haven't found myself to just focus on writing music in that genre solely. I'm still like all over, you know, but that's what I listen to really and truly though.
What is Empress Black? I know everybody has a stage name. When I rap, my stage name Empress Black. Okay, the Empress. The way that you have it spelled, very unique, very catchy.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, who gave, everybody's given a name. Where did it come from?
So Empress Black came from, actually, at one point I was a teacher's assistant for the government. So I was working at a public school and I wear a lot of black. Like I told you, that was my mom's favorite color. And I guess I'm still grieving, like, I still hold on to her very tightly. So I wear a lot of black clothing. I've come out of it somewhat now. Like, see, tonight I try to put a little peach. And
we
whatnot,
saw.
But, so I got a black somewhere in there, though. But yeah, I try to break away from it a little bit. But yeah, when I was grieving heavily, I used to wear a lot of black at the school, and one of my students' parents, a guy, I guess because of my hair, I have locks, you know, so a lot of people refer to women with dreadlocks as empresses, you know, so he always see me and he'd be like, Empress Black, calling me that because I always wear the black.
Okay.
Hold up. That sound like something in New Orleans. That sound very familiar to New Orleans because like, now see, like if a dude down in New Orleans saw you passing by, it'll sound a little bit different. I ain't gonna lie. It'd be like, say black, send him a holler at your black.
Say black, where you going? You wearing that dress, black? Where you at? Come holler at me, black. Let me holler at you, black.
Shout out my friend Duval, way from New Orleans. Oh my god, you sounded just like him just now, bandit. That's how he talks. Yeah, that's exactly how it's going down. Be like, black, what you doing over there? That's not how he talks to me. Yep. Yeah, so that's where that name came from. He used to say Empress Black. So I was like, one day when I was getting ready to start the music, I was thinking about like what I could put my name as. So I was like, man, I'm gonna use that name, but I'm gonna spell it, you know, in a way that represents me, like, you know, classy, but I still have like a tomboy kind of side to me, you know. So
right. Right.
Yeah. The black represents really my aggressive side because I was raised around all my male cousins. You know, I didn't have any sisters or anything like that. So I raised up around my male cousins. So like sometimes I have a little, you know, that little tomboy aggressive side on me. So to me, the black represents that. But Empress represents the other part of me that's very sweet, you know, calm, chill, you know. Mm-hmm. Giggly.
So that means
that girly side.
That means she's very low key, but she will punch you in the motherfucking face if you play with her.
Listen, I try not to.
Yeah. Well, somebody said they try not to. That means that they're used
to
just going.
That's a dead giveaway. That's a dead giveaway.
That means they will react quick and they ask questions later.
Listen, for real, you know, for real. I'm working on it, you know, a lot. It's the switch that flip, yo.
Hey, man. We're talking to Empress Black, you know what I'm saying? She's saying pretty much, we read between the lines. She's pretty much saying don't fuck with her, you know what I'm saying?
The Lord is still working on her. She ain't ready yet.
Don't catch this two-piece that you're going to come all the way from the St. Croix Islands, you hear me?
You will get that mixture. Bow, bow, bow. She will give it to
it's
you.
It's love alone, but don't get twisted, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. It's a question that we ask everybody on this show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, down here in New Orleans, we have two favorite sandwiches down here that is very popular, right? We have hot sausage sandwiches and shrimp po' boys. So a hot sausage po' boy and a shrimp po' boy. Classic sandwiches straight out of New Orleans, right?
Uh-huh.
So if Empress Black, you're down in New Orleans, what sandwich are you taking for yourself? Shrimp po' boy?
Hot
sausages? Oh, come on now. Oh, wait a minute. She couldn't wait to say that. Hold on.
We on the roll, baby.
She was listening to the last episode.
We on the roll, baby. We on the roll, dog. Hey, team hot sausage by last.
Hot sausages.
Hey, yo,
right.
Pick up the Mother Austin podcast, yo. Y'all, I love you.
Much respect. Much respect.
Team hot sausage is off the chain.
You have a problem with my answer?
Do I have a problem? No. Look,
no, he on team shrimp. That's team shrimp over there.
I know if it's bonded. I know if it's team shrimp.
Hey, look, that's fine. I am team shrimp. You know what I'm saying? I don't hold nothing back on that. You know what I'm saying? If you prefer that, the pork.
I said it looks like you thought I was going to go with the shrimp because I'm Empress.
Mm. I mean, I did. You know, that's wrong with assumptions. I should have made no assumptions.
Did you see the look? Wait a minute, time out. When a woman tells you...
I don't eat a lot of meat, but I don't know, like, hot shrimp. I think I'd have tried a hot sausage. Just, I'm really picky, so if something don't sound like I'm going to enjoy it, yeah. So I think I would enjoy the hot sausage better. Yeah.
You can't go to the tourist traps to get the food. And if you really want to taste New Orleans, you got to go to the hood. You got to go to the ghetto. You got to go to all.
Yeah.
You got to go to
the season food.
Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Now look.
Come on. Look.
We love Bourbon Street and all that. Bourbon Street is nice and all that stuff, but that's not where we hang out at. You know what I'm saying? If it was the locals, that's for the tourists.
I said, y'all heard what I said?
No.
I said cornbread and collard greens.
You heard. Oh, I heard. Trust me, I heard. We got some spots for you, too.
I'm about to say, don't forget about the gumbo. You know what I'm saying? This is New Orleans. We got gumbo, the etouffee, the jambalaya, the dirty rice. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on.
Hey, headquarters, you know a spot where she can get some oxtails, some roti. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got that on deck, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
We got some spots down here, too. We got to get the plantains in.
I know you're going to be cooking for me when I come.
Let me find out. That's up my alley right there. I'm the chef. That's up my alley.
Man, we got you.
He's a cook.
What? Wow.
I can throw it on. All you need is the motherfucking pod, and that's it. Fuck everybody else. Ain't shit.
Fuck. Shout out the motherfucking
pod. We got you. You know what I'm saying? Like your circle.
Your family yes. here. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You part of the crew. You know what I'm saying? So we extend ourselves out to you, and we are always will have your back. Whenever you want to come on the show, let us know. You want to promote something, come on the show.
Yeah.
We have no problem with that. Come on the show.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Got some new. I got that hot fire. Come on, bring it. We got you.
That's right.
It's coming. I got a new single right now. I know Mr. Headquarters has been seeing what's going on. I'm promoting a single right now. It's called Now Is The Time.
Yep.
You know, it's something similar to Trials, you know, talking about more difficult times that we have been out here and, you know, what we really need to get back to, which is, you know, unity and peace. You know, the world is not going to always be all good because life is a balance, you know, but hopefully I'm trying to spread the message in the community that we should still practice more of those good attributes and you know, out here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, amen to that.
With that being said, please let people know where they can find your music and where they can find you.
Man, first off, I want to promote the Mother FM Pod, real talk.
Appreciate
everybody,
that.
Everybody, please, who is listening right now, go tell your friends, go tell your mother, your father, your sister, your brother.
Hey.
Tell them I tune in, lock in to the motherfucking podcast. Okay, Empress Black, V.I., St. Croix in the building. Okay, I love you guys so much, and I thank you guys for all your support, man, and keep being authentic. I see a lot of success and blessings coming towards you guys and your show. You know, it's going to be big. It's already big, you know what I'm saying? And just keep doing what you guys doing, man, because it's very motivating, you know, and inspirational too. Very inspirational. Yeah, I had me in tears tonight. So it's like, it's real vibes, man. It's real vibes. And that's what we need out. Real people and real connections. I'm on all music platforms. My latest streaming single right now is called Trials. And you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music. Okay. And I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snap. I'm on Facebook. Okay. So just tap in with me. Tap in with me, positive vibes all the time, you know, good right. music, real shit, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right. That's right. That's right. Right.
For real, for real.
That's right. Tap in with Empress Black. Tap in with Empress Black, man. Make sure y'all get at her. Download her single, Trials, out there right now. Get at her. Make sure y'all download it on Spotify, Apple Music, all them different platforms. Title, get at her. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get that shit right now.
And if y'all ain't got it, you're sad because you better get it.
Yeah, already... shout out the bandit, man. Shout out Mr. Headquarters. Are you large? Y'all is done, man.
Make sure y'all download this episode here with Empress Black. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Motherfucking Black. You heard me? I'm already calling right now. Motherfucking Black. Hey, so make sure you download it. Download it on Podbean. The motherfucking pod.podbean.com.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you also check us out on social media on Linktree. That's linktr.ee/ the motherfucking pod.
Podbean. Podbean. Yeah. Shout out New Orleans, man.
Bumbleclot, you heard me? That's it for this special feature episode of the motherfucking podcast with our special guest, Empress Black, straight out of Frederickstead, St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go tap in with her music that's available now on Tidal, Apple Music, and iTunes. Go buy that shit now. Information will be in the description of this episode, so make sure y'all check that out. So, with that being said, we're going to leave this show out with two singles from Empress Black. First up is Trials. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking pop.
One day I got on my knees, and I broke down crying to my son. And I said, Papi, I'm sorry for yelling at you. I'm so sorry. And he said, Mommy, don't cry. You're a good girl.
Climbing up the ladder to hit 10 steps back. Said it wishing you the best, but that day's fake talk. Claim to be your true friend, but planning rivalry attacks to your face. Saying shit, but social media is your dad. Whole heap of games like we big man and woman. Where is the love in this generated nation? Jaja must know, failure's not my option. Coming true like a force, they unstoppable plan. Found your true love cause you're floating and near. Everything going good cause ain't time to see clear. Then you give up all your love to prove you're loyal and you care. Stop linking with your friends who you've been knowing for years. Losing yourself, trying to please someone else. Every last breath, every damn paycheck, every call, every text. No response, no sweat, but yet
the pain deeper than death.
When you think you got it bad, I know somebody got it worse. So keep your head up under turf. When you think you heard them say your life ain't shit, ain't got no worth. Trust in Jah, he will make it work. Mama, your dada never told you you were beautiful. One day you'll learn it on your own. I lost my mother when I was just 13 years old.
I try not let my heart get
gone. Gotta walk to the train, get a promo emotion. Tis our people alone, try and walk on your hand. Stop your powers from moving along. Can't sing the song without feeling a lot.
Cause life's so real, it awaits no one. Like we on the verge of breaking apart. Knowing that you can't for your youth, you're shut down.
It's a hard knock life, but we be ice strong.
When you think you got it bad, I know somebody got it worse. So keep your head up undeterred. When you think you heard them say your life ain't shit, ain't got no worth. Trust in Jah, he will make it work. Mama, your dada never told you you were beautiful. One day you'll learn it on your own. I lost my mother when I was just 13 years old.
I try not let my heart get cold. When you think you got it bad, I know somebody got it worse. So keep your head up undeterred. When you think you heard them say your life ain't shit, ain't got no worth. Trust in Jah, he will make it worth.
All right, motherfuckers, that was Trials by Empress Black. That song is available now. You can download it on iTunes, Spotify, and Tidal. Straight from the Virgin Islands, Empress Black. Now, to take us out, last single from Empress Black, a song called Higher. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go check that out as well on those same platforms, Tidal, iTunes, and Spotify. Go get that. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. St. Croix in New Orleans. The motherfucking pot.
Taking me higher, make me feel like I'm gonna fly, my baby. You ignite my fire, got me burning out of love, you hear me? And every time you come around, goosebumps running in my arms from your love, yeah. My mind lock and I maze run around. But how you make love to me? You're taking me higher, make me feel like I'm gonna fly, my baby. You ignite my fire, got me burning out of love, you hear me? And every time you come around, goosebumps running in my arms from your love, yeah. My mind lock and I maze run around. But how you make love to me? You ever had a man so true? Love you more than them Nike shoe, yeah. Literally move mountains for you. No games and no toy in this book, yeah. When I'm saying I'm gonna be there for you. Good times, bad times, in a mood. Him always keep you on a positive view. He don't wanna fresh your thought, but then you know, yeah. He said talk to me, talk, don't leave me, baby. Walk with me, walk, know you're hurting lately. I am not a part of the past, stay with me. You're taking me higher, make me feel like I'm gonna fly, my baby. You ignite my fire, got me burning hotter than lava, you hear me? And every time you come around, goosebumps running in my arms from your love, yeah. My mind lock and I maze run around. But how you make love to me? You're taking me higher, make me feel like I'm gonna fly, my baby. You ignite my fire, got me burning hotter than lava, you hear me? And every time you come around, goosebumps running in my arms from your love, yeah. My mind lock and I maze run around. But how you make love to me? You make me reach the sky. I wish the thousand times that I could be loved one time. And I see when I look in your eyes. Loving on me, run, come run, hug me. Touching on me, you see my beauty. Every queen need a king for treat her great. And I see the look in your eyes.
You take